from the Paragon 7 Studios. You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios. Back on Lanch J Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 141, HUR Voices. Sports talk and entertainment excellence. I'm reading this from heavy.com. The Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott continue to be in a standoff over a potential contract extension. Prescott is heading into the final season of a four-year, $160 million deal. Bleacher Report's Maurice Moten offered predictions for the upcoming NFL contracts that will reset the market at their respective positions. Moten projects that Prescott will sign a five-year, $285 million new contract. This includes $210 million in guaranteed money. The deal would give Prescott an average annual salary of $57 million. It is worth noting that the NFL analysts did not predict whether Prescott will ink this deal with the Cowboys or find another team in 2025. In 2025's NFL free agency, Prescott holds full control over his future thanks to a no trade and no franchise tag clause. Man, I need to get Dak Prescott's agent and lawyer. My attorney, Alan Bozeman Esquire, from Sherman Bozeman Legal Services in Cleveland, does a fantastic job with all my legal stuff. But I need a Dak Prescott deal. Without a robust ground attack, the Cowboys will likely need Prescott to carry the offense for extended stretches, and he could do that, Moten wrote in a July 16 story titled Projecting Contracts for NFL Players Who Could Reset the Major Position Markets. Regardless of how the Cowboys finish this season, Prescott's passing numbers could have teams line up for him if he hits the open market next offseason. If not the Cowboys, a quarterback needy club will be willing to pay a high bill for the three-time Pro Bowl signal caller. Now, one of the things that I love to do on this show, I love to talk about my experience in corporate America as a leader, as an executive, and how your company that you work for, regardless of what you do, medical, legal field, construction, if you're an engineer, if you're an entrepreneur, if you fix HVAC systems, whatever you do for a living, and I'm sure everybody listening to this show, you're all working hard for your money, doing a fantastic job, pillars of society, listeners to Sirius XM Radio. But the same politics that you have at your job and things like nepotism and incompetence and the good old boys club and microaggressions and sometimes flat out racism, DEI has become a racial slur. If you don't like someone, you say that person, particularly of African-American descent, is a DEI hire, which means that they are inferior intellectually. They don't possess the prowess, training, or wherewithal to do their job. So you see stuff in whatever your job is, you see the same thing in organizations that you like. You see incompetence, you see bad leadership, you see individuals that don't have a strategic plan, that can't move the plan from A to B. And one of the things that is a telltale sign, and I've talked about nepotism, I've talked about how I benefited from nepotism, and I've been called a DEI hire in my day job over the years. I'm not at that place now. You can't say that about me now. But 10 years ago, I had someone kind of tell me that, well, you know, you only got this opportunity because we're filling a quota. Okay. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. Did the check clear? Yes. Am I going to work my behind off and be very successful? Absolutely yes. But I don't let people get in my head with foolishness like that. Business is business. I'm here to work. I'm here to generate revenue for myself, for whatever employer I was with at the time. And I'm here to build my own personal brand because I am the CEO of my own personal brand, whether it's radio, whether it's healthcare, whether it's consulting, whatever I'm doing. But the Cowboys and NFL in general, a lot of times you have an owner, they bring their son or sons or daughters into the war room with them. They're not necessarily football scouts, not necessarily people that have coached football, that have played football. And they make decisions based on things beyond football. I say all the time, Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott, this is all a TV show. Lakers, LeBron, TV show. Caitlin Clark, TV show. This stuff is not real life. They're entertaining. They're no different than when I went to see Will Smith and Martin Lawrence in Bad Boys 4. It's no different than when I've gone to Broadway to see shows. It's no different than when I've been to Vegas to see Cirque du Soleil. Or before I was married, when I went to Atlanta to go to Magic City. It's all entertainment. So I preface that before I go further. But if your goal is to win at any business, regardless of what you do, you cannot pay A-plus market setting, transformational, best-in-class money. You can't pay top dollar to a B-plus player. And Dak Prescott is a B-plus player. I don't talk about Dak Prescott a lot on this show because it's annoying. Everybody does it, especially during the summer, because there's less to talk about. I was thanking Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark last segment for getting us off this constant summer banter about the Cowboys or Tom Brady when he was in the league. Now it's Patrick Mahomes because there's not much going on during the summer. But you can't pay the best-in-class money to a good, not great player. Dak Prescott's not a great player. Dak Prescott's a good player. Dak Prescott in the regular season is going to give you 32, 33 touchdowns, maybe 7 or 8 picks, maybe a bad year, maybe 13 picks. But he's going to have a 3-to-1 touchdown to pick ratio. They win 11, 12 games every single year. They're always competitive. They're always on TV. They're on primetime 4 or 5 times a year, Monday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, flex games. They're the main topic on First Take. They're the main topic on FS1, on Undisputed. I heard that. I saw that Skip Bayless is quote, air quotes, leaving Undisputed, which means he got whacked. And I don't usually root against people in the industry. I'm nowhere close to Skip Bayless, but I was kind of rooting against Skip Bayless. I never liked how he basically looked down on Shannon Sharpe saying that I've never played sports, but Tom Brady is your daddy, and I get to decide if you're relevant and if you're a man or a human. He kind of talked down to Shannon Sharpe as if he was subhuman on national TV. I was hoping that Shannon was going to jump over that table and it was going to be mano y mano. It's going to be some furniture moving up in that piece. But I guess Skip Bayless found out that doing the show with Paul Pierce and Keyshawn, just not as good. Sometimes when you have a meal ticket, when you have a partner that's really good, you probably want to keep that partnership. Don't let your ego ruin your life, thinking that you're more relevant, more important than you are. But the Cowboys in any franchise in the NFL, I said this about Trevor Lawrence. Now, the Jacksonville Jaguars aren't the Cowboys. If you're a bottom feeder franchise, you have no choice but to overpay. If you're the Browns, you have no choice but to overpay. If you're the Jets, you have no choice to let Aaron Rodgers show up whenever he feels like. If Aaron Rodgers calls Coach Sala and says, hey, I won't be at the game opening the first game of the season. I won't be there till halftime. I have a private appointment. I'll be there halftime. Figure it out. Well, if you're a Jets, you tolerate that. But the Cowboys are a huge franchise. They're a huge revenue driver. They're the cornerstone of the NFL. They are America's team. I've lived all over America. You go to the Southwest. I've been to Cardinal games where the Cowboys came in town. It was 80% Cowboys fans. People forget individuals from Canada and from Mexico that watch football. That's the national game. All they grew up watching. If you grew up in Alberta, Canada, you grew up watching the Cowboys. If you grew up in Mexico City, Monterrey, Tijuana, you watched the Dallas Cowboys. So they're America's team. But I just don't think if I were them, I would let Dak Prescott walk. I'd rather play Trey Lance. And you're not going to win 12 games with Trey Lance, but you know what? If you look at what the 49ers are doing with Brock Purdy, you have a quarterback that has some skills and some talents. As long as Trey Lance or whoever they drafted, some young person, isn't a complete disaster, I would stack up that roster around a younger, not as good quarterback. Dak Prescott, if you pay him top dollar, you're stuck with that albatross of a contract. You have absolutely, unequivocally, positively no chance of winning a Super Bowl. And Jerry Jones is in his mid-80s. He doesn't have as much time to be enjoying the glamorous life, to enjoy his yachts. He wants another ring. And in any business, wherever you work, if you're at a law firm and you pay a solid lawyer, you make them the highest paid attorney in your firm, you're going to have some problems with other partners and other attorneys. If you're in education, you bring in somebody from another university that hasn't had as many journals published, that isn't as accomplished, and you make them the department chair, you pay them top dollar, you're going to have problems with your other tenured professors. If you promote the wrong person to vice president in a financial situation, you're an investment broker, and you make the wrong promotion, you pay that person top dollar, they're not as accomplished, they're not as great, they're not as good of a speaker, they're not as good with numbers, they have less education, and you pay that person top dollar, you're going to have problems. And in the NFL and the NBA, when you have a salary cap, now baseball, you can just print money and throw money away. The Yankees, they have enough money. They can re-sign Soto if they want to sign Soto. They've wasted a lot of money on Giancarlo Stanton. At least the money they spent on Judge has been a success. But you see the Padres have spent money around. At some point, the Orioles, they got a lot of young people. They're going to keep them. They're going to have to pay. Those are all Scott Boras clients. It's going to cost an arm and a leg. But you can't do that in the NFL. You just can't. You can't let that go. Let him go to a team that's desperate, that thinks he's the last piece, that's willing to overpay for his services. But don't sign Dak Prescott to a market-leading deal, because you'll go 11-6, 12-5 every season, but you'll never sniff a Super Bowl if you're lucky enough to get to the NFC Championship. Paragon 7 Studios.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Love not being broke. So this back to school season, I'm just gonna spend less on them. Amazon has low prices on everything kids need. Like a water bottle they definitely won't lose.
Mm-mm.
Tablets, because how else are parents supposed to take a break from their kids that are always around? Sports stuff, for whatever sport this is. All the latest lit Rizzy Riz clothes. No cap. What is Cap? And lunch boxes for a homemade meal that they'll barely touch.
Quest? What the fudge?
So spend less on your favorite little freeloaders with Amazon. Because every dollar you don't spend on them is a dollar you haven't spent on them.
When you need a partner committed to your vision, agents who are realtors are here for it. Here with market expertise that makes a difference. Here for it all. Because that's who we are.
Someone needs to customize and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Wait, there's an elevator?
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
Okay, well, check this out. They were doing the premiere of Private Parts at Madison Square Garden. And as I was going to the premiere, I see Donald Trump on the corner of 31st Street and 8th Avenue by the Garden. I walked over to him. I said, with excitement, "Hey, how you doing, Mr. Trump?" He looks down at me and says, "Not now." I said, "Wow." "But my name is Flavor Flav." He said, "Not now."
James Lewis.
I said to him, "Yo, I'm the one that gave your son Donald the autograph in Planet Hollywood." He said, "Good for you. Good for you."
You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.